mantras is to come in relationship to the personality of the mantra. As an example, I would like to remind you to again look at the work of Brihat Bhagavatamrita. In it we find the second part. An individual chanter, Gop Kumar, trying to actually find the personality of the mantra, whose name is Madan Gopal Vihya. So Gop Kumar starts with an expedition, a search expedition, you can say, to find out where is his beloved Lord to be found. And he first finds him in occasional darshans in the area of his heart, and then finally after looking for him in all the 14 planetary systems and beyond, he finds him playing before him in the eternal playground of Madan Gopal, that is Sri Vrindavan Dham. So in this retreat we want to find Radha Krishna in our heart, and then you will see, when we see Radha and Krishna before us on the altar as Madan Gopal, you know, Radha Gopinath, then it will be like seeing them for the first time. But first we need in our little journey to find a little bit out where we are. And for this we have designed this very interesting and exciting little exercise. For this we again need to form pairs. Please look for someone you feel confident. This is a very, very telling exercise. Please find your partner. Now you need to decide who is partner A and who is partner B. Are you partner A or B? A, I thought so. When I saw Lemo looking in your direction, I knew. This time partner B will start. Partner B and partner A, listen very carefully. You are now asked to chant Hare Krishna. And your partner, in this case partner A, will just listen to you chanting. And he will make notes about what you do well, and notes where you leave a letter, or a syllable, or a whole name. Partner A will assess on three things. Is the mantra completely there? This is important. Where is our writing, Prabhu? Writing Prabhu was so absolutely good. Yes, please, my dear writing Prabhu, write down the three qualifications. Is the mantra complete? That's the question. How concentrated are you chanting? Hare Krishna. This is now the mind first view. And see comments. personal comments. Now the partner A, you have to be like a detective. You have to listen so well that you go in the mind of your partner and then in his heart. I mean, when you are to just help your partner to chant properly. And person B or partner B, please do not, I want to repeat this again, please do not chant your best rounds. Chant like you usually chant. Huh? Because otherwise you can't get a good feedback if you chant like you never chanted before and like you will never chant again. Then what is the point, you know? Chant like you usually chant. Most probably, I can already guarantee you, something will come out in this exercise which will surprise you. But we will wait with this a little. All right? So, please set to the task with great determination. So now, without giving feedback immediately, please, now it's partner A, chant, and partner B, listen very carefully and see, is the mantra complete? How concentrated is the chanting of your partners? And is there anything else you see and you note? You could say, I'm really awed, you chant so nice, I mean, I really think you are a Shukadev Goswami who has returned, or anything, you know, of interest, maybe something which strikes you. I can guarantee you, if you listen very carefully, something will be in, will strike you. You will hear something. You have one more minute. Okay. Hare Krishna. Wonderful. Thank you. You really did very well in the first half of the exercise. Now, please give your partner A, please. No, partner. Yes, partner A, give your partner, please, a constructive feedback about his chanting, considering these three points in your mind. And please refer to your notes, and you will see, please, the other partner, listen without false ego. I know we think, I always think my chanting is perfect until someone said to me, you always leave out one Hari. I said, this is only your false ego, I said to him. But then I was encouraged to look at things a little bit more objectively, and I learned a lot. So please do so now. Hare Krishna. I don't know exactly how you did it, but I think we have to switch now, right? And it goes the other way around. Or have you done it in a conversational style? Conversational style. Or some have not had the chance. Okay. So then we switch around, and the others who have done it in conversational style, maybe you can converse about the subject, how to improve the japa, from where it is. What do you do? Maybe you can give tips to the other person. Yeah? So, please start. You have 1 more minute. Hare Krishna. I have a surprise for you. I noticed that you chanted very good rounds. Because, and that is humanly very natural, you had the feeling someone is listening to you. There was a relationship. Prabhupada told, as we have heard this morning, that we should chant to Krishna, just like we speak to a person. So I'm now really requesting you to focus again how you should do that in actual japa. There are 3 meditations which you should set yourself up with. According to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, one is, I'm an atomic part of consciousness, eternally the servant of Krishna. You just meditate, which we will do in a minute, how you are in eternal soul, eternally the part of Lord Krishna. Then your meditation goes from you to Krishna. Krishna, the infinite conscious entity, and eternally my master. That's the next thing which you meditate about. I'm so small, but Krishna is so big. And he is eternal. I'm his servant, he is my master. And then you should practice a little detachment from the false world, in which, according to what we heard in the lecture, you may be engaged still 23 hours and 55 minutes a day. But remember, you have 5 minutes where you are real. And we will practice these 5 minutes in a moment. So detach yourself whenever the material world comes in your mind. You think material world is just a prison house for me, meant to reform my truant tendencies. By now we all know what is truant, but we write it down for you in case you need to look it up in a dictionary in your own mother tongue. Truant is, you write it with T-R-U-A-N-T. These tendencies are to be reformed. Alright, so we will now enter into a guided meditation. I request you to turn your attention towards the altar. I will just do a few very, very simple relaxation techniques with you. A simple pranayama technique. And then we will chant to Krishna. Yeah. So I request you to sit tall. Do you know what that is? Please try to create a sit properly thing. That is, roll your hip a little bit forward. Then you will sit a little bit. Thing, and you will have a natural, here I know the need the English word again, natural lordosis. Yeah, it's called lordosis. Little round here in the back. Dobro. Then roll your shoulders back like, and place your head above the spine. You know, not like this, this, but like this. Now I request you to be just very conscious about your breath. Whenever you breathe in, whenever you inhale, imagine that the air is flowing up through your nostrils. And whenever you exhale or expire, imagine the air is coming down through your nostrils. And watch your breath for just a little while. Your breath should go a little bit more deeper now. Now feel how on an inhale the breath is going in a different direction. It goes into the heart space. It fills you with a certain energy of peace. Whenever you inhale, become a little bit more peaceful. A little bit more relaxed. Now just imagine that the area of the heart is the residence of the soul. It's actually where you stay. In the house of your body. You're an infinitesimal small spark of consciousness. But although you are so small, you're part of the greatest consciousness. You're part of Krishna. It's almost like a spark, which is part of a huge, powerful fire. Or like a speck of light, which is part of the infinitely great sun. Yes, you are in the body, placed in the material world, but the meaning of your stay in this world is to help you to become conscious that you are a part of Krishna. I request you from this consciousness now to chant. We will first chant in one voice together, and then we will chant individually. I will first chant one mantra alone, so that you hear the right, the level of sound, and we will all come to that level of sound and chant. So one time, just listen, then we chant together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna listens to you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Krishna hears you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ma Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna perceives your chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you very, very much. We are still preparing. Our preparation aims at equipping us with the necessary consciousness which we will have to incorporate in order to chant with a string, with a relationship to Krishna. For this, there is a meditation offered in our tradition which is called the Buddha Shuddhi meditation. The Buddha Shuddhi meditation refers to something which makes you free from the influence of the Buddhas. Buddhas here are not ghosts, but the material elements. Buddha means material elements, and Shuddhi means to be purified. Now, the Buddha Shuddhi meditation is a meditation which dismantles or destroys or takes away your wrong understanding that you are part of this world, that you are a relation, you have a it brings you into the space of consciousness where you think I'm part of Krishna. When pujaris enter the deity room, in the deity, on the altar, in other words, they first will sit before the altar and do this meditation, which frees them from material illusions and helps them to enter in their pure state, in their spiritual state, as souls, you could say, the altar, and confront or not, and meet Krishna in their spiritual identity. Isn't that wonderful? I always think a little bit like when I was a child and I saw Western movies. In that one Western movie, there were some Western people. They had all their guns and pistols, and there was a meeting in a salon about some highly upsetting subject matter, and it was demanded that those who would come into the saloon first would give their guns and their pistols and even their throwing knives, you know, this they would give it at the reception before the saloon, so that when they would enter into discussions, they wouldn't all of a sudden take their pistol out and shoot the other guy or the gun and so on. So Buddha Shuddhi meditation is something like this. You leave your guns and your pistols and your knives and your material elements before you meet Krishna, so that you don't disturb in the spiritual world Hare Krishna. This is, you know, I'm a very simple guy, so this is how I remember this. Here's the meditation for you. We will just hear it, and then we will try to chant like this together for some time to please Krishna. The first meditation which prepares you to chant as a soul to Krishna, so that your chanting is soul deep and not just lip deep. I am by nature the eternal servant of Krishna. But because of my misfortune, I have become inimical towards him from time immemorial. Therefore, I have identified myself with my body and wandered continuously in the cycle of birth and death in the material world, suffering the burning threefold miseries. But now, as a result of some unimaginable good fortune, my spiritual master's mercy has enabled me to know that I am Krishna's eternal servant, an individual spiritual being, completely apart from the gross and subtle body. So by the order of my spiritual master, I have obtained the good fortune of serving his lotus feet and following in his footsteps the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. Or when you live in the temple where you have other names of the deities, Radha Madan Mohan or Radha Govinda, or in our case, the small deities on your right side, Shishi Radha Kanaya Lal. So chant from this space, from this place, and you will see very, very nice results. I now request you to turn towards the altar. I think you are already turned towards the altar, to take your beads. Maybe some of you did not know that we will chant with the beads here, and you might like to go into your rooms to fetch your bead, because we will chant for half an hour, which should amount to about four rounds, four or more rounds. We will do that together. And I want to request you to do one simple little thing. Whenever you lose your attention, which will happen, I mean, after all, we are just practicing, just connect again with this meditation. I'm a soul, a small soul. Krishna is my infinite master. And I'm here in this world to just relearn what I have forgotten, that is, to make a connection with Krishna. What can help you? I mean, this is now a little esoteric, I admit. You can go through your spiritual master, through Prabhupada, to this. I always imagine like that there is a heart and to heart connection between Prabhupada and myself, and I see it almost like a bond, you know, like a ray of light coming from my heart or coming from his heart in my heart, and from my heart in his heart, and then I'm going to Radha and Krishna. So my request to you is to chant now to Radha and Krishna. My organizers have, I think on purpose, not put a picture of Radha and Krishna there, because they want you to visualize it. But we will make it soon much easier. There will be a picture for you. So please start now. And no, we will do it for about half an hour. This chanting with a sense of relationship. This is now the actual practice, and I think it will be wonderful for all of us, because we have the help of the devotees. So, Hare Krishna. Start now, please. Chant with a relationship, sambandha chanting, connection. Whenever your mind continue. Whenever your mind goes away from the chanting, again goes through this simple meditation. I am the soul, I am a part of Krishna, I am chanting to Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare
So Hare Krishna, thank you very much for chanting with attention and concentration. There are many more things which we could do to chant in relationship with Krishna, but most probably the best help we can find is to establish and enter our sacred space. So in level 1 of the Japa retreat, we have discussed and taught the level, the sacred space on one level, an initial level, that is to establish external circumstances around us, an environment around us which is supportive. This afternoon we will repeat some of these instructions, but we will also this afternoon go one step further and learn what an inner sacred space is and how we can establish an inner sacred space. These are very important lessons this afternoon, and I am very grateful that you throw yourself into your retreat the way you do. You chant really, you make an effort. I can see that some of you are even sweating. That's very good. We have now, this marks the end of the morning session. Congratulations, you've did excellently well. I noticed only that some of you are tired, and I would encourage you to do something which I would be shy to encourage you if it were not for the retreat. Take sufficient rest, even if you have to sleep longer in the morning hours. Please do so. You will find incredibly more value when you are not cranky. Cranky is an American slang word which means it's like the nervous tension which comes when you are tired. Everything when you are tired is a botheration, even a japa retreat. So therefore I really encourage you, make good use of the pauses. Now there's a long pause. We will meet at 4:30. There will be prasadam in between. But I also want to encourage you, use the pause creatively. You might like to make a walk. Here's a wonderful nature walk, which, as far as I remember, starts right here before the guest house and then goes to the right side. You can ask Lalita and Nimai, the children of Hriday Chaitanya, for direction. And I'm thinking that there is this, isn't it? You climb up the mountains. Sorry, where is it? Achha. Yeah. It's really nice. I got lost once in it's really forest like. Move around, in other words. Sometimes moving in fresh air is better than 20 days of rest. Also for that, we will now start with our yoga class. I love yoga. It's the best you can do, and we have the best yoga instructor I can think of. It's Dayal Gauranga Prabhuji. So we will have now just a few minutes, 3 minutes to dress in our yoga outfit, or how do you call it? Yoga dress.